The recordings have started.
Great, thank you. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all, and welcome to the Cross Community Working Group on New GTLD Auction Proceeds call on the 19th of October, 2017. In the interest of time today, there will be no roll call as we have quite a few participants online. Attendance will be taken via the Adobe Connect room. So if you're only on the audio bridge today, would you please let yourself be known now?
Tony Harris on the phone bridge.
Great. Thank you so much, Tony. We'll note that. Okay. And as a reminder to all participants, please state your name before speaking, before transcription purposes, and please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I will hand the meeting back over to Erica Mann.
Thank you so much, and hello to everybody, independently where you are. So let us move. There's one item forgotten on our agenda, I just noticed, and this is just a question related to the conflict of interest. Anybody who wants to make a declaration, let us know that there was an update made on the internet, on behalf of the, themselves on the internet. No? Okay. Thank you so much. Then let's move to point three, and I hand over to Jonathan, who was handling the and was working with the drafting team on the defining the preamble and reviewing the open and interoperable internet description. What I have seen, I think they have done a marvelous job, but Jonathan, please go ahead, take over now, and I let you monitor the incoming questions and comments as well. Just let me know if you can see if somebody wants to make a comment and raises their hand if you can see this on your screen.
Thanks, Erica. I haven't, to be completely frank with you, I haven't had a proper chance to look at the email trail. It began with Daniel's message yesterday, and I know there's been around 10 different messages from various people that I've been tracking as I've been doing other things coming in. So it feels to me like what we've got to do is digest that, although I see Marika has already attempted to incorporate those. So I guess what we'd be looking for here is feedback on whether or not that satisfactorily incorporates people's comments and so on. Now, when we finished this draft, it hadn't been fully polished. So I would expect, regardless, that it has a final polishing edit before we sort of lock it down. I see. Thanks to Manal for incorporating those in the latest version of the draft. But if others, especially those of you who have commented, but of course it's open to anyone, if you feel like your comments are satisfactorily incorporated, then great. If you feel like you'd like to see something else or want to make something else known, please do so. And then following that, we will review it one more time amongst the drafting team and submit it back to the CWG for sign-off. So any comments or inputs on it as we stand, and any thoughts if anyone concerned that their comments haven't been satisfactorily taken on board? Okay, Eric. Oh, there's Manal's hand. Go ahead, Manal.
Okay.
Thank you, Thomas. Can you hear me?
Please come in. Yes, Manal, I hear you. Okay.
Okay, just very quickly trying to explain what I tried to do here. I tried to incorporate the uncontested comments in changes, but also highlighted in yellow comments that were not concluded. I mean, it was more of a question and things like that. Those are highlighted in yellow. And finally, to note that two more emails were received on the mailing list after this has been shared. I think there was an email from Marilyn and an email from Daniel. So just to note that those were not incorporated in the version we have on the screen. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Manal, and so noted, and that means we'll need to take care to incorporate those as we review it. And I should also make the group aware that although I've been called upon, I'm very happy to sort of lead this little discussion. We didn't formally have any leader in our drafting team. We just collaboratively worked amongst the half a dozen of us, six of us or so, who were working on it. So I'm very happy to work with Manal to help get this sorted out, but there was no formal leader of the group. Okay, go ahead, Erica. And I noticed, before you do that, I noticed that Marika said she will attach this version with notes so everyone can have another look, and we can then incorporate those final changes. Erica?
Yep. Thank you so much, Jonathan, and thank you to everybody. I just wanted to ask you one question because I saw, and when I did the first draft, A while ago, I incorporated all the comments, including some broader ideas from Elliot and from Alan, from Elliot Noss. Now, Elliot is not on the on the call right now. At least I can't see his name. And if I remember this well, he was in agreement. And if I remember it well as well, he was part of your team. So because these a little bit broader ideas which he had, are not in the current draft anymore. I just want to ensure that he feels comfortable with this text.
I obviously can't say that he does, Erica, but you are correct. Two responses to that. One, in a general sense, we sought to sort of pare this back, if you like, to make it as simple, because by definition it is a preamble. It's meant to be a short but open set of points. And second, you are correct in your memory. Elliot was on the drafting team, and from recollection, did wade in on one or more points. So, to that extent, I can say he is aware of it, but he hasn't specifically signed off on this draft or not.
Okay,
I think I trust that he is okay with it, but that's not to say with explicit confirmation.
Yeah, and since we will have another round and it will go back, I'm pretty sure if there is something he would love to see edit or want to love to see edit from his previous ideas, he will come back to you. And then, so thank you so much, Jonathan. Should be fine.
Okay, good. Well, then in that case, what we'll do is we'll take this back to the drafting team, pick up those last couple of emails and give it a final sort of polishing edit, and then return it to the group with the hope and anticipation that is then the final version, subject to final review by the group. I'll hand the microphone back to you then, Erica.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. Thanks so much for the great work to everybody. Now then let's move, if I just give a second, if somebody else wants to raise a question with regard to this topic the drafting team did, just let me know, please, now. Or write a comment. I just wait a second. Alan, is this in relation to this point?
Yes, it is. I'm afraid I was late getting onto this meeting, and while you and Jonathan were talking, I was talking to the operator trying to make my connection, so I missed a lot of that. Can you be clear on what the deadline is for anyone else getting comments in for the drafting team to review?
Jonathan just said that we will resend this document the way it is formulated right now, and will review check few comments and review them, which came in a little bit at the last stage. So just to verify that all comments were captured, in particular reference were made to Daniel and to Marilyn. And then Jonathan mentioned that we haven't defined the time, how much time we will give, but we will give some more time for everybody to participate in the new document Jonathan will send. Jonathan and the team will send, so there's not a real group leader. That's what Jonathan highlighted. Jonathan, you want to comment on this, what I said, or did I capture everything?
Yeah, I think it's probably helpful to Alan to have a deadline. Alan, I'd propose that we give we're aware we've got a couple of outstanding comments that haven't been incorporated into this draft. I suggest we give 48 hours after this meeting for any further comments, and then the drafting team will consolidate those into the document and return it to the group for what I hope will be final sign-off at the next meeting. If that works for you, then I suggest we do that, and we will commit to getting it back to the group comfortably in advance of the next meeting, because I think that'll be, I think our next meeting will actually be in person, in, or to the extent that that those of us are in person in Abu Dhabi, but it's around 2 weeks' time. So if we get 48 hours to get any additional feedback, we'll incorporate those in and get it back to the group for final sign-off.
Thank you. Since 48 hours gets you into Saturday, can we go to the end of the weekend?
Jonathan, go.
That sounds fine.
Okay, thank you. That does give me some time. Thank you very much.
Perfect. Okay. No other comment? Good. Then let's move to the next item. So the next item is an idea which the leadership team reviewed and circulated internally. And it's this idea to come back to the charter question 7, where we need to define in a bit more details how we imagine the future structure for the funding will be set up. And Marika did a very long overview, and I sent to her, Marika, you want to send show maybe a bit later the conceptual ideas, the first conceptual ideas evaluated. So we would love to have a first exchange here, and then I will hand this over to Marika to describe this. And then we had an idea, and we will come to this point to the, when we talk about the planning for ICANN 60 as well. We had an idea maybe to use in Abu Dhabi the whiteboards to sketch out these potential ideas, not to finalize them there, but just to have various whiteboards where various ideas will be discussed. So before we do this, I will go hand over to Marika to explain first the skeleton which she already sketched out and which you can see on the screen. Marika, are you ready to explain this?
Yes, this is Marika. But just to clarify, what is up on the screen is actually the review of examples document, which was our next agenda item. I think you may have skipped to agenda item 5, which is fine, and then we can maybe go back to this after that.
No, then let's stay with the order and you explain it. I can't see this point. It's not showing on my screen. I'm in a faraway mountain areas and I have a little bit patchy Adobe screen I see. So maybe you go ahead then and explain this first so we stick to the order, and then we come to point 5. I will then explain this. So apologies to everybody. Marika, please take point 4 first. I can't see anything.
Thanks, Erica. And I do hope others are able to see the screen. For those of you that can, this is actually the same document that I circulated to the mailing list yesterday. Also on the mind, fixes the rug. So some others may have issues. So if you have problems, please try to re-log into Adobe Connect. And I said, this is the same document that I circulated yesterday. So as a small reminder, you may recall that we spent some time working on defining the overall objective of fund allocation. And as part of that exercise, the CCWG agreed that it would be good to illustrate those objectives by providing some concrete examples of the types of projects that the group would consider, you know, both consistent with ICANN's mission as well as the objectives that the CCWG preliminary agreed upon. So through an initial survey, we gathered a number of examples. Then some additional examples have been suggested as part of this exercise, which are all included in the table that you see from page 3 onwards. So the exercise we undertook was by asking all of you to look at each of those examples and try to identify for each of those with which specific segment of the ICANN mission you thought the proposed project would align or be consistent with, as well as the part of the proposed objectives that the CCWG had developed. So that actually was already open for quite some time. Unfortunately, we only had four, by close of business on Tuesday, after which I started, I downloaded that document and tried to come up with a draft CCWG conclusion based on the input provided. As you can imagine, on the basis of input from three or four people, it's a relatively limited sample, and in certain cases, it did mean I had to kind of take a two versus one vote approach on deciding what the draft conclusion would be. But hopefully you'll have had a chance to look at that draft conclusion and assess whether that indeed aligns with your thinking or whether there are any further concerns. So basically, if you go through the document, you'll see that for each of the identified examples, a draft conclusion has been provided, which either indicates that the type of project is considered consistent, and in certain cases some further detail is provided as to why it's considered consistent, and for a number of projects it also has been indicated that it's, even though it's considered a noble cause, it's not necessarily considered consistent with ICANN's mission. I do know that Daniel already provided some feedback on the list, indicating that the CCWG may need to think or deliberate a little bit more what consistent means. And in a number of his comments, he indicated that a number of the projects could be considered as in service of the mission. Again, it's probably for the CCWG to determine, is that sufficient to indicate as well sufficient or consistent, or does a differentiation need to be made, and as well would that change the assessment of whether something is deemed consistent or not. As I noted in the email as well, based on discussions with the leadership team, the idea would be that after the CCWG has had a chance to look at the draft conclusions, and there is at least a sense that at this stage it's in a sufficient state to share more broadly, the idea would be then to share this with the board liaisons appointed to this effort, as well as the staff liaisons assigned to this effort, to obtain their input and have their feedback on whether they're of the view that the CCWG conclusion with regards to consistency is correct or not. The idea being that having an early indication of whether there's alignment indeed with regards to consistency with the ICANN bylaws will help the group moving forward, instead of waiting until a much later stage and realize that there may be a mismatch or discrepancy between the different perspectives. So that is where this document currently stands. I did know that I think someone went in yesterday into the document and added some additional comments. I do want to note those were not considered for this particular document, but I would encourage you to review and make sure that the status of the document does reflect that perspective, and if not, to indicate so on the list. One last thing I wanted to flag as well, there were a couple of additional examples added, I think, as well on Tuesday that people may not have seen before, which are on the last page of the document, which I think were put forward by some of the RSAC representatives in this effort. So I just wanted to make sure that people had a chance to look at those as well. So I think that's all I had at this stage. So, Erica, can I hand it back to you?
Yeah, thank you so much. I would love to receive some comments, in particular from those who commented and from those who did not comment yet, just to get an understanding for how long we have to keep this this list open, because in our leadership call on Tuesday, we thought it would be good to keep it open for a while. We will have to close it each time so that Marika can do the summary. Nonetheless, it will stay open to allow for more either comments or even to present examples. But there will be a time where we will have to close it, and because otherwise it will be hard to make a concrete judgment based on what we received. I see Ching wants to make a comment. Ching, please.
Yeah, thank you, Erica. This is Xing Zhao. Just to build on top of what you said is that I also like to encourage everybody to look at the examples and kind of contribute more. Since it's not only the examples themselves, but once we have the mechanism, the proposed one, which we'll be talking about shortly, we would like to use those. Also, we could use those examples and to run against, run through those mechanisms and see from if let's take from the fund applicant point of view, would some of the example works better in some mechanisms. So I think that would give us some good ground base to for the future work. So just like to add that. Thank you.
Yeah, good point. Good point, Jing. And I see Wanda just said that she had no chance to comment, but will do tomorrow. I think it would be wonderful if you, review the work you are doing and the community you are part of, and you just imagine what could be something somebody, might consider as being worthwhile funding. So it would be good if you would review this and just put the example in, or you review what was already done and presented and commented upon, because Marika is right. It's very hard to make a judgment based on comments received from three or four people, and in particular if they then differ and have, three plus and one zero. This is not really a quite valid judgment and to build upon later. So it would be fantastic if you just could do this so that we are then able maybe to make progress and review what was, what was sent to us, the examples, and then review the comments as well, and hopefully can have a debate about this in Abu Dhabi when we see each other. A few more comments upon this, or is everything clear? Are you fine with this? Yeah? Okay. Marika, I think we are fine. It looks like we we keep it open and we give enough time. There's no time actually pressure on this one, no concrete time pressure. So we can definitely keep it open until Abu Dhabi.
Yes, yeah, so this
Do
is Marika. Yes, I'll note that as an action item, and maybe we can then ask everyone indeed to try and review this before they step on plane, so we actually have maybe any more final input that we can review and discuss in Abu Dhabi. My question is, do you in parallel want to share this already with the board and staff liaisons for a formal input from their side, or do you prefer to wait with that until the CCWG has additional time to look at this?
Personally, I would rather prefer to wait a bit because I think it's at the status it just has, it might be a little bit difficult for outside people to understand what we are doing. So let's receive us a little bit more, some more example and more comments, so we have a clearer and cleaner version, and then we should send it out. I don't think so there's a pressure to do it right now. Only if somebody objects and would say we have to do it right now.
Thanks, Eric. And on that note, following this call, I'll upload this version then as a Google Doc so people are able to add and comment to the latest version as it currently stands.
And please be so kind to send it as a Word document as well. Some of us have difficulty and always working on Google Doc.
Yes, of course.
Thank you so much. Okay, I don't see anything. Nadira is making a comment about an example in the Middle East. So just put this in, whatever you have in mind, Nadira, and if you think it can be translated into a concrete example, would be wonderful. Okay, then let's move to the next item. And Marika, first, maybe you talk first about the organizational things and the time changes which we have seen happening in for Abu Dhabi for our sessions.
Yes, this is Marika. So basically, we've listed under item 7 the two meetings that have been scheduled at ICANN 60. As you are hopefully all aware, we did move things slightly around to allow, hopefully, for better participation, both in person as well as remotely. So we currently have two sessions scheduled on Thursday, the first one taking place from 8:45 to 10:15 local time in the morning in Hall B, Section BC. And then the second session is scheduled for the afternoon from 1:30 to 3 o'clock, again, in that same Hall B. The hope is as well that that will allow some time in between those two sessions to digest what was discussed and debated in the first session, and then prepare that for further conversation in the second session. As Erica already noted, from a staff perspective, we already started working with the leadership team on thinking through how to make best use of that face-to-face time and make sure as well that it allows for making progress on the phases that the CCWG has set out and I think the next phase of work that we're will embark on shortly. Erica, do you really want me to say something as well about item 5, or you want to repeat your intro?
No. Go ahead, make the introduction to 5, and then I will. I like to come to few of the points which I sent to you only to the leadership team until now, because we wanted first to have this discussion with you before we are sending you some of the ideas and some of the sketches we have done to explain what Marika is going to talk about in a few minutes. So why don't you make the introduction and then I continue. Thank you, Marika.
Okay. Thanks, Erica. So this is Marika. So as you may all recall, during the last meeting, we had a presentation from Xavier in relation to Charter Question 7, the question of the role of ICANN in overseeing the solicitation and evaluation of proposals. And as you may recall from that presentation, it was quite clear that there are basically three different options that could be considered in that regard. One where it would all basically fall under the ICANN umbrella, one where there would be more of a shared responsibility, and a third one where there would be outsourcing taking place with still having, of course, ICANN oversight. We discussed at that time whether it would make sense to run again the survey on that particular question, as the original survey that we had run had a rather mixed perspective. I think it was kind of half-half between ICANN taking full responsibility versus delegating that to a third party. So the question was, based on the presentation from Xavier, would it be possible already for the CCWG to come to a preliminary agreement on what the preferred option would be? But I think based on some of the questions, and I think several of you indicated that further details would be needed, for example, with regards to what are the costs involved in each option, from a legal and fiduciary perspective, are there any preferences between those three? And I think Xavier also made clear that, that of course some of those details can only be filled out once the CCWG has actually provided more guidance on the direction it wants to take. So we're maybe in a little bit of a chicken-egg kind of situation. So based on that conversation, we spoke with the leadership team, and one idea would be, or one suggestion is, and it may not be necessary at this stage to make a firm decision between those three options. What may be worth is running a survey, asking people, indeed, at this stage in time, what would be your preference based on the information you have, but recognizing that there's still a lot more information to be filled out. Again, just to get a sense of the room where people may be leaning towards. And then also at the same time, ask through a survey, but factoring maybe your initial preference in, what are the most important factors for you to make a final determination on this? And those could be things like, overall costs, or the ability to conduct oversight by ICANN. Or again, those are some examples that respondents may give that may help a final determination on what the preferred model in that regard is. So again, we could do that prior to ICANN 60. That would just be a preliminary survey. It's not intended to make a decision on any of those three options. It's just to get a sense of where there may be a preference at this stage in time, and also then to have an idea of what are the criteria people would look at or where more information would be needed to ultimately make that determination. So that would be one part of that conversation. Then looking ahead, because we're kind of reached now the end of our stage two, where we have reached either public agreement on some of the questions that were identified as needing to be answered before embarking on next conversations, or at least a clear path forward on how to deal with those, we get to the question of starting a kind of assessment or an overview of the different mechanisms that the CCWG might look at and evaluate. And that's where Erica already shared with you that she has already started working on that, because the idea would be that, you know, taking advantage of the face-to-face meeting in Abu Dhabi might allow for a bit of more of a kind of brainstorming exercise. We're trying to see with the leadership team if we can come up with, and again, that's where your input will be very welcome as well, some skeleton mechanisms that the CCWG may want to explore further. If we're able to come up indeed with some general descriptions of what those different mechanisms might be, and I think several of those you've already heard, you know, foundations, trust, you know, there is presumably a limited set of mechanisms that can be explored, then the exercise for the meeting could be to focus on, you know, what are pros and cons of those different mechanisms. Again, looking at a high level, recognizing that, of course, to make a final determination, more details and answers may be needed, but looking at a very high level for those different options. Then based on those options, again, you can go a level deeper, and you know, Xavier highlighting as well, for each of those options, you could then see as well, for the three different models of ICANN involvement, you can also then try to identify, okay, what are pros and cons if, you know, ICANN is, for example, fully responsible for setting up a foundation, running a foundation, and you know, implementing projects. What would it look like if it's a shared responsibility where ICANN does part of that, but part may be outsourced to an existing foundation? Again, so the idea is to try and use the face-to-face meeting, and we'll also try and make sure that those that are participating remotely can also do that through Adobe Connect, to have a kind of whiteboarding exercise where people are able to write down you know, what they think are pros and cons of each mechanism. Are there additional mechanisms that should be considered? And I think an overarching question, again, is going to be, you know, from the CCWG's perspective, what are some of the principles the ideal mechanisms should meet? Are there certain principles that should underpin you know, the consideration of which mechanism might be most suitable at the end of the day. And again, I said, as we have two meetings, the hope or the idea would be that by having the brainstorming in the first session and being able to gather all that input, staff would then have a couple of hours to try and digest all that input to then come back to everyone in the second session and kind of synthesize you know, at a high level what the pros and cons and the different mechanisms are that the working group should or could consider then in its next phase of work, and start drilling down for each of those for the different charter questions that would need to be answered. I am aware that many of you, you know, may not be able to participate in person or are not even able to attend remotely. So I think it is important to emphasize that it's not the idea that any decisions will be taken there. The idea is not that we'll have a list and we'll narrow it down, and, you know, by the end of ICANN 60, we'll have one that we'll move further with. The idea is really to use it as a brainstorming exercise. And again, anything that comes out of the meeting will, of course, be shared with the list and hopefully allow everyone to provide further input and guidance on. So I think that's in a nutshell, Eric, I think what we discussed. I haven't had a chance yet to look in detail what you shared with the leadership team yesterday. I said the leadership team is trying to put together at least a basic structure that will facilitate the brainstorming exercise by identifying, you know, some categories or some basic concepts that relate to the different structure. But of course, I think part of this conversation as well is to get your feedback on what you think this will. This is a useful exercise. You know, are we missing anything? Any points we should be considering as we start and try to develop the skeleton for this session? Erica, I hope I didn't say anything.
Yeah, no, you covered everything. You covered everything. It would be nice if you would show what I sent, because I think it would help those. If you can show it, it would make few of the things we would love to discuss in Abu Dhabi a bit clearer. So there are a few things to look into, and I just review what Marika said. So the what we discussed and what we would love to do, we would love to identify the various potential scenarios that are possible for setting up a future structure. And this is based on a few of the ideas Xavier sketched out. But when you will see what I identify, there are different, and what we debated in the past, there are different models possible based on what I can and what Xavier sketched out already. The second one, what we need to do, I think we need to identify, thank you so much. We need to identify structures, not just the structure. Is it inside ICANN? Is it going to be an independent organization, or is it be a combination between the two? But what are the clusters we need to look into and we need to define? So I set up few of the structure which I know from my own work in foundations and investment companies. So you and they are all for the different options which you can see on the screen now. They are all identical, but I'm pretty sure I missed many which you would love to see included. So it would be good if you would review this when we send this to you. So the structure on my list would capture, for example, how many people are required. Are they sourced from within ICANN, or do we have to hire new people? If it would be inside of ICANN, for example, would there be a new project manager which would have to be hired? And depending if this the structural question relates to inside of ICANN or outside of ICANN, in combination of ICANN, we will have to add different components we would then have to look into. The budgetary implications, it's a different organizational question we have to look into. I added an advisory body. We debated this very early stage. Would be good to have a kind of advisory body, which maybe comes or hopefully comes from this community. An annual review, which is typically done. The question, where shall this organization be located? And again, dependent if it is inside of ICANN or outside or in combination with another organization. It might depend where they are headquartered or where they have already offices, including us. And then in each case, the legal implication, they will differ. And they will have to be reviewed, like the budgetary questions, they will have to be reviewed by our internal teams to judge, is this something which makes sense, and can this be even something we can, as an idea, carry forward, or would it automatically clash with some of the basic ICANN principles, like, for example, the tax exemption? So these are the things one has to look into. And then there's another round of questions which we debated as well, Marika, and these are the which I put here when you scroll through the document, financial instruments. They are all summarized from what was mentioned by all of you over the course of the practically the last year. So shall there be grants given? Shall there be participation allowed into other projects? Shall the execution of the financial support only be given once, or shall it be given over time, depending on success stories which are coming in and evaluation? So there are different things we need to look into. And what we would like to do, and what Marika just explained, we would love to do this in three phases. So phase one would be ahead of the time. And you can, if you like what I have done, you can build, you can use this as a kind of blueprint and can either change what I did or add different topics which are not captured here. So before Abu Dhabi, then in Abu Dhabi, we thought it would be good that we would use whiteboard where we would work on these different potential structures which we could set up so that we at the end have a clearer idea what we as a group would love to do together. So we would have different whiteboards with the different potential future structures. And then we start in different teams working on them. And then we would have a phase after Abu Dhabi where we would send around again what we have done collectively in Abu Dhabi and then so that we would have define another time where we would hopefully come to some kind of conclusive single idea which we would pursue, or maybe just two alternatives so that everything can be checked and hopefully Xavier can start looking at these different ideas as early as possible and some as well so that we can rule out those which are more problematic or at least put them more to the end and not have them as number one or two at the very beginning. So would you, just a question now, do you agree that it's a good idea to do this in Abu Dhabi and to spend our time in Abu Dhabi in working on these foundational structures? Some comments would be nice. Ching, is it you? Ching, do I see you raise your hand? No? I see an agree. He's putting in the chat room, agree. Three scenarios. Vale, Mark, looks good. Change fund to funds. Yeah, Mark, we will send this out now. If you agree, we will send this to you all so you can start working on it. And if you want to delete something, delete. And if you want to add a different idea, feel free to add one. Okay. Marika, it seems to be we are fine with our idea that we will discuss this in Abu Dhabi. So there will be, again, the first phase would be Marika, based on what I sent to you, I don't know how you like to translate it into maybe more in a better overview so that we can send it to everybody as soon as possible so that colleagues can start working on it. And then we hopefully have a more comprehensive understanding before Abu Dhabi. And then in Abu Dhabi, we will start working on these whiteboards. Marika?
Yes, this is Marika. Yes, that makes a lot of sense. I'll transform what you send and probably start it in a Word document in the form of a table and may make it easier for others to add to it and suggest changes. And maybe as a brief reminder as well where we are with this stage, the idea of this particular phase of our deliberations is to get a sense of indeed what are the different mechanisms that are available and could be further explored. And I don't think at this stage we're intending to really go down into the weeds of, you know, if it's a new department in ICANN, who would be running it, how would applications be done. I think at this stage we want to get a high level sense of what that would mean, what it could look like, then based on pros and cons, have an idea of, you know, where there may be a preference or where there could be a potential preference to further explore. Because then the next phase would basically be to say, okay, are there any based on the overall framework of the different structures available, are there some that clearly stand out as a potential preferred approach? And then the group would basically dive into the details of going for that mechanism or those mechanisms into the details of each of the charter questions and try to answer the charter questions from the perspective of that mechanism. And again, the idea of that exercise is that once the group has gone through that, to be able to make an assessment of, okay, is it something that indeed aligns with, you know, the objectives we've set out, the agreement we reached on some of the other charter questions, does it align with the mechanism that we chose to explore in further detail? And it could be very well be that at the end of that exercise that you all say, no, actually, this is not really fit for what we envision the mechanism for fund allocation to be. And again, then you're able to explore in further detail some of the other mechanisms. So I just want to make sure as well that people are clear on where we are in the phase of deliberations and you know, where we hope to use this, how we hope to use this information.
Yeah, thank you so much, Marika, absolutely. The different colors you see on the project, they just each time identify areas which and questions which have to be asked only with regard to this particular structure. So I've each time selected a different color just to make it easier that when you, for example, talk about a new foundation, there are different questions which will have to be asked than questions which will have to be asked inside if you would select a or we would select a body which would be based inside of ICANN. So they're identical questions, and then there are questions which are different, and the ones which are different I highlighted in different colors just to make it easy to find them quickly. Okay, Marika, you will put this in a different format and will be so kind to send this to everybody, and then maybe in a Google document again and Word a document so that people can start working on it, and then we can receive comments back or deletion or edit points, and then we have something in hand which we can put on the whiteboards in Abu Dhabi, and we can continue to work on this one. Great. If there is general agreement, we will proceed like this. Perfect. I don't see anything else, Marika. I think we can conclude this topic and can take it as an action item that the next one will be to send out the document in a different format and then to wait for a response, hopefully ahead of Abu Dhabi. Wait, Erika's still on the call. So then let's come to the last item on our agenda. You have to tell me what it is, Marika, because I can't see the side of the Adobe screen.
Yeah, this is Marika. We've actually, I think, completed our agenda. We basically, I think, took items 5, 6, and 7 basically together, 5 being the next steps in relation to charter question 7, 6, the planning for ICANN 60, and 7, the confirmation of next steps and the next meetings, which, as we've noted before, will be at ICANN 60.
Okay, wonderful. So we have more time today, and we can give some time back to you. Just one item, maybe, because I see Becky is on the call. Becky, are you hearing us? No, apparently not. I know that you all are aware that Asha is not reelected, so we are losing Asha as part of our team, and I know that the board was looking into selecting somebody else. I'm not sure if Becky can talk about it already, or probably we have to wait until Abu Dhabi, but there is a new board member selected, and hopefully we will have this new board member joining then the conversation we will have in Abu Dhabi. I will send a separate note to Becky just to get her understanding how the board is going to present this to us, and hopefully it will be maybe even before Abu Dhabi. Anyhow, with this, Any other topic somebody wants to raise? No. Okay. Let's conclude our call then today. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and I hand back to the to our team for concluding the call.
Thank you so much, Erica. Operator, you may stop the recordings for us and disconnect all remaining lines. Have a great day, everyone.